Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Hello, and welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hello.
And from the Fortress of Comic News, Chris.
Hey.
We are on the third issue of this quote-unquote Captain America arc. I say quote-unquote because it's literally just a bunch of one-shots in these issues. But if you want to listen to more of our Captain America discussions, you can check out our previous two episodes, as well as episodes 28 through 30 and 44 through 49.
But it's better if you just listen to all of our podcasts.
Hey, whatever. I don't care. You can listen to one episode and not like it. I don't care.
Shut up, Joe.
This one, we have an appearance by the Scorpion. You know how we know that?
Because he's on the fucking cover.
He's on the cover.
And it's called The Sting of the Scorpion.
Scorpion's great.
Plus, in the last episode, it says next, the Scorpion strikes. So, I mean...
Could have been a different Scorpion.
Again, we have Captain America walking around thinking.
Wallowing in self-doubt.
Yeah, does it say that?
No.
Okay, good.
Definitely looks like it, though.
Yeah, he's whining again.
This is where we start getting emo Cap.
Right? It's a good thing his shield doesn't have sharp edges. Well, think about it, dude. He could slip both wrists at the same time and then fall
just
on
toss it up and just go.
He'd bounce off the wall and go to slit his wrist and slit his wrist in his throat.
His throat, yeah.
Anyways, he's like, I spent a lifetime battling for liberty and justice, but there's never going to be an end.
Oh,
it doesn't get any easier.
Oh, it's almost like Batman's never-ending war on crime in Gotham City. You know,
but
the worst crime city in all of DC America.
But don't they say that the only reason why Gotham has so much crime is because of Batman?
You can say that about any superhero.
Well, yeah, I thought that was the whole point. Yeah. You know? We gotta up our game, guys. We got all these superheroes running around in costumes and shit. How are we gonna make it even better? We aren't even worried about stealing money and stuff anymore. We're just here to kill, you know, superheroes.
Yeah, but they have to fund being able to kill superheroes.
Exactly.
They have to steal money. It's never ending cycle.
Now, what would happen if Batman was a bad guy and he had all that money?
I think there's a book about that one.
He's looking on his shelf.
I was gonna say, he'd be Lex Luthor.
Yeah, that's true. Good point. So we have Cap just wandering the streets of New York.
Walking with his eyes closed and his shield out in front of him. I really wanted to see him run into somebody.
Well, he's got the shield out, though, so he's fine.
That's what, yeah,
he's
he'd
fine.
Be fine. Pardon me, random citizen. He's basically just kind of, well,
he's mad because he thinks that he's out of his time, which he is out of his time. Yeah. But he feels like he's...
He's not sure what he's been fighting for anymore.
Yeah, there we go.
He's disheartened and he's kind of lost his like purpose. And so he's like, you know, he's like, what if you know, I should have been fighting less and asking more questions? What if, you know, everything that I've done is not going to amount to shit? And I could have done, you know, something different or something better.
Yeah. Which is
it's what everybody thinks at some point in time or another, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Not just superheroes, but even
people,
everybody.
In general. So he goes back to his hotel that he's been staying in.
His cheap hotel.
Since he got back after fighting. Well, no, because he was still there when Red Skull was Captain America.
Mm-hmm.
If I remember correctly. So he's been there for some time. And he just goes walking into this hotel dressed up as Captain America. And no one questions it.
Dude, maybe they thought somebody was getting a good booty call. Shield's not the only thing I sling.
Jesus.
Maybe there's a bachelorette party somewhere.
Maybe.
Did somebody call for the captain?
So he decides just go to bed, take a nap. He can't fall asleep, or he has like restless sleep.
Well, dude, I couldn't fall asleep laying on my face like that either. So
no, I do it all the time.
Let's put both
beards. Listen, this beard is a nice fluffy pillow.
Yeah, but that's exactly. He doesn't have a beard, so he'd literally be something like, you know, suffocating himself. It's the only way I can get to sleep is asphyxiation.
But as he sleeps, his restless sleep, fitful sleep, he dreams of Sharon. he dreams of her dying. Don't know why. Like, this Sharon is a accomplished agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Because Captain America is a misogynistic bastard.
No, you're right.
He like, literally he thinks that women aren't it strong enough true. To be able to do yeah. anything.
I mean, that's one of the bad things about these issues. Is
it's like the son of a bitch was, you know, alive in the 20s and, you know.
And that's what his parents had. That's what he saw his parents do, so he has to do it.
Look, all I'm saying is every time mom got out of order.
So, after he is done dreaming about Sharon dying and not holding her own, apparently, we go to this mob who found out that Agent 13, Sharon, was looking into them and was almost, I guess, breaking up their mob.
And this guy right here,
I don't know.
She's just a girl. We got to find a way to stop her.
You know, the next guy's like, we got a file on her boss. Just say the word and she'll be kaput.
You got to say it right. We got a file on her boss and when we say the word and she'll be kaput. You're Italian. You should do that better than me.
I don't have the accent.
Sure you do.
I've got a lisp. Fuck off.
Dude, but yeah, but you can only tell you have a lisp like every now and then.
When I say
then.
It? Yeah. Hard words, man.
Doesn't anybody care about Kid the Sloth? It could be worse.
It could be worse. So, anyway, we find
out. So, they're like, we're going to hire a specialist.
Yeah, we find out they actually hired somebody to go find her and kill her. Go back to Captain America. He is done trying to sleep. So, he goes and checks out. And so, here's my question. What did he check in under? Because he obviously didn't check in under Captain America.
Roger Stevens, duh.
Well, you know how hard it took him forever to figure out a name like Roger Stevens in issue the first issue of this arc.
Dude, all right, hey, he probably checked out under Steve Rogers. I guarantee he put himself in under his real name because...
I can see it.
You know,
well, yeah, I can see it.
Because nobody knows that Captain America is Steve Rogers, right?
Well, they except did. For... See, the issues or episodes 28 through 30 that you should have listened to by now.
I'm sure I have. It's just been,
anyway,
you know.
That's when he faked his death because Steve Rogers was known.
The
rubber mask. Yeah. Yeah. Which was terrible.
Actually, did I cover those with
no.
you? Are you sure?
No, it was Pete and Dakota.
Okay, good. Because I feel... See, this is the problem with listening to the podcast.
I know.
I can't remember which ones I've done and which ones I just listened to. Because I do my own audio commentary while you guys are talking.
That's fair.
You laugh, but I mean,
I know.
I'm in a lab alone, molding plaques. I'm just like, well, blah blah blah. This, and then you guys are like talking. I'm like,
Oh no, they didn't hear me. So, yeah, that's why.
Why do they keep talking over me? Anyways, so Scorpion's hiding around the corner.
Here's the thing. Steve checks out of the hotel. Scorpion is hiding. He's just hiding on an alleyway.
And he's like, I gotta test out my, it's been months since my parole. I gotta test my powers and see if I've, you know, regained my strength. So the first person he attacks is Captain America.
Yeah, but he doesn't know it's Captain America.
Yeah, I know he doesn't, but that's the funny part. He's like, you know, gotta test my powers. So he's like, let's just hit this dude. And then Captain America's like, a mugger? Oh, you son of a bitch! And starts, you know, just freaking fighting the shit out of him.
He ends up hitting his hand against the wall. Because as he's going to punch, Scorpion, like, jumps out of the way. And so his hand's hurt. But then he gets knocked. Scorpion knocks him out with his tail. And he's like, I'm faster and stronger than I ever was. And, you know, I get you were trying to hold your own, but whatever. Huh, I wonder what's in this sandwich. Or, I'm sorry.
Sandwich?
I wonder what's in this briefcase. And it's probably just a ham sandwich and some dirty laundry. Why the hell would you put dirty laundry with your ham sandwich?
Right?
Come on.
No, well,
you don't want your laundry smelling like ham sandwich?
I mean, well, I guess not, but...
You gotta think that, you know, Scorpion, like, Max Gargan is his name or something like that?
Mac Gargan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. He's a piece of trash to begin with. So, like, he probably would put his dirty laundry in with his ham sandwich. Anyways, but the police sirens go off and he's like, oh, gotta get the fuck out of here.
So the Cap wakes up, I guess, after being knocked out, and sees Scorpion running away. The cops are chasing after him. He decides it's a good idea to run back into the hotel to check back in
to change
to the room to change. And I like how the lady is like, "You literally just checked out a few minutes ago, so that means the room isn't occupied. Give me the key, lady."
So anyway, so it only takes him apparently 10 seconds to get changed because he's able to chase track down Scorpion and see him getting into a car. And then he hops a taxi, which I assume they're in New York, right?
Yeah.
And he is able to get a taxi, like, bam, like that. So automatically we know this is obviously a fictional story. But then he's like, follow that guy right there.
Two quick points. One, he's white in New York, so he's probably got his taxi real good.
He's not wrong.
Two, how is Scorpion sitting on this chair in the car?
Oh, dude, you know where his tail goes? He's got a hole in the back of the... He's got a hole tucked into the back of the seat so it can swing out around, you know?
It's just a funny image seeing him, like, walk into this car.
Yeah. So...
I like that it's just a normal car, too. It's not like, you know, he didn't have, like, a van or, like, a special, you know, like, vehicle.
A giant limousine or something.
Well, not even just... But, I mean, like you know, like the little, you know, panel vans, you know? Mm. That's what I would assume he would have because gotcha. Those are what bad guys always have. And then, you know, it'd make more sense they had a bunch of room in the back for his tail and for all the yeah. shit that he steals and, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But no, he just gets into, like, a little Buick, you know.
Well, it looks like a station wagon almost.
And they say it's a speeding wagon.
Yeah.
So we get to the next page, and we got this picture of Sharon Carter's ass on the Scorpion's car TV.
So you know he's rich.
Right, yeah. He just got out on parole, but he's got enough money to put a... closed circuit TV, I guess.
CCTV. Yeah. Because Sharon Carter is his target. That's who he's supposed to kill. But before he can actually do anything, he realizes that Captain America was following him. And so he becomes a...
lemur?
Well, what's... I was going to say a sloth, but that's not right. What's the monkey? Whatever hangs up under... A possum. There we go. He becomes a possum. Hangs up on the limb by his tail. And then he attacks Captain America.
I like how he punches Cap, and Cap doesn't even... He's not even affected by the punch this time, and just grabs a hold of him and pulls him out of the tree.
He definitely... I mean, he gets stopped.
Power bombs him.
Oh, you know what it was?
You are right. He does power bomb him.
Yeah, holy shit. Yeah, he does. But...
One-handed, too, at that. Look at yeah. that. He's only doing it with his right hand.
Because he's still got the shield on the other arm.
That's power.
He's like, you know, earlier when you punched me, I wasn't in my suit. Now I've got my suit on, I'm going to kick your ass.
Wait, what do you mean when I punched you earlier?
And
he even says that.
Yeah, like, that's what I was like, talking about.
This time, I'm ready for you. What do you mean this time? We've never fought before.
Right.
I've read so much about you that I feel as though we're old-time enemies. Really? Good lie, Cap. But what ends up happening is that Scorpion rips up this tree and throws it at Captain America, and Cap barely dodges it. What?
The next where he's got Cap like in a hold, Cap grabs a hold of a tiny little like a sapling tree, and I feel like we've seen this and I've mentioned this in other comics where they use the trees to fucking flap them.
I think we have before, yeah.
Yeah, was it Captain America?
I don't think it was Captain America.
I can't remember what it was, but yeah, so we have the...
Might have been Swamp Thing.
Oh, yeah, I think you might be right.
I think... Maybe. Swamp Thing would make sense.
It would make sense, yeah. So it probably didn't happen in Swamp Thing.
Probably not.
But anyways, so he grabs a hold of this branch, or this sapling, pulls it all the way down to the ground, and freaking comic or cartoon fucking slaps him with it.
As that's going on, though, Sharon is leaping over this giant brick wall, because where everybody's all at the same, like, complex, that's where Scorpion went to.
Scorpion's going there to
to attack Sharon, but Cap distracted him. Sharon is jumping over, and she's getting ready to spy some more on these guys.
Which she was blending in really well with that green suit.
But she gets captured. Doesn't show by who.
This is really disappointing when you see how she's captured, because it's literally just somebody holding a gun to her back.
Yeah.
All right. So, like, this basically validates everything that Captain America was saying or thinking earlier, that she can't hold her own. But at the same time,
we've
got
this.
That's what I'm saying. That's why it's disappointing, because we've got an accomplished agent of S.H.I.E.L.D., which they have training in this shit, you've got to assume. Yep. And there's one dude with a gun, and she can't just, like, you know...
Also, she's called Agent 13. Like, she is pretty high up there.
Unless, you know, this is at this time they don't have 15 agents.
I mean, that'd be bad, sure.
We didn't give you guys numbers based on when you started. We gave them as your rank. I'm a number one.
So, Cap, you know, knocks out Scorpion and goes rushes to the mansion. to try and help Sharon. As he comes crashing in, Sharon got put back
in a closet?
Yeah. Oh, in the cellar.
In the cellar, yeah.
And so he's... Captain America's looking for Sharon. Sharon is...
Rubbing her...
She's bound and gagged.
So she's rubbing her face against the barrel to try to move, which it's not... She's
that's
not even
smart,
actually...
actually.
But she's not actually even gagged. It's literally just a hanky over her face.
That's fair. But Captain America jumps in and basically handily stops these guys. Just knocks them
Doesn't just jump in. Swings in on a chandelier.
Oh!
You know, I actually didn't even notice that until you
yeah, I didn't either.
I thought he was just jumping with his fist over here, but now I see... Dude, that is one hell of a chandelier.
So, after Captain America handily stops these guys, Sharon is still trying to get the mask off of her face. S.H.I.E.L.D. agents show up, and Cap is like, all right, well, Scorpion's outside. He's outside, you know, out there by the cars. I'm going to go find Sharon. And agents are like, no, we got it. It's no big deal. Like, you can go ahead. That cab driver that brought you up here came and got us. And he's waiting for you right now. So instead of going to find his girlfriend.
Well, his not girlfriend anymore because they broke up, remember? Because he was like, look, we can't be together. But I'm still going to think about you and I.
Yeah, geez. That's why I got that picture. he goes off with the cabbie. And the S.H.I.E.L.D. agents are the ones to rescue Sharon. Which, I guess that would be a little sour taste in your mouth. Like,
right. Especially if he knew that she was there.
Which I'm pretty sure he knew she was there.
Yeah. Well,
Did he not? Am I misconstruing that?
No, let's see. The cabbie who brought us here is waiting for you, Cap. Looks like you've got yourself another fan. No, he doesn't know that she's there. Because she doesn't start yelling until after he left. Because then at the bottom, they're like, he's gone, gal, but don't worry, we'll get you out.
Okay.
And then he says...
Well, I was going back in previous pages. I thought he actually did know. But no, I think you're right. Because
here,
he's just following Scorpion.
Yeah, because the last panel right here, the dude's like, you look like you lost your best gal. And he's like, lost her. Maybe I never had her.
Okay.
As far as I know, she's forgotten that I exist.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm assuming that he didn't even know she was there.
All right, fair enough.
It just happened to be a coincidence that, you know, he showed up while she was kidnapped.
Okay, that's fair. And that's how we end this issue.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you enjoyed listening to Chris, please check out the Fortress of Comic News podcast, as well as the Bat Friends podcast on your podcast app of choice. Or you can check out the fortressofcomicnews.com website, which will have links to everything you'll need. And as always, you can find us on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Captain America story.